True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get up, get up, get up, it's a Get Up Show.
If you don't know by now.
Maddie, everybody, give it up for Maddie. Here we are.
Wow. Thank you.
Simon Says Podcast.
Don't sing anymore, though.
Yeah, because we got to pay for it if you did one more line.
I don't want to pay for that.
Simon Says Podcast, welcome to it. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean, the lovely Charlie over
here. Hello.
And there's Maddie.
I'm lovely, too, in my own way.
Well, I do enjoy your scorpion hoodie that you're wearing today. It's got
a
big
scorpion.
Isn't that a scorpion?
Did you hand paint that yourself?
I did hand paint it myself. Thank you.
You did not?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a black hoodie with skeleton bones on it.
Yeah, one year we all did our own, we had arts and crafts night, and we made our own skeleton hoodies.
You are lying. You're lying to us right now.
I painted it myself.
Did he really paint that?
It looks like he did, yeah. So I would say yes.
But it's such a good job.
I know.
He's artsy.
Should we put this on camera? Should we have a camera on these podcasts so people can see your dang scorpion hoodie that turned out to be a skeleton or not?
I mean, we can post it up, but yeah.
No, I mean live, like, you know.
Now where people have to look at us.
I'd rather not.
You would end up putting a box over your head because you don't like to be on camera.
Look, it's Crazy Box Head. And the Simon Says Podcast.
Look at me.
Everybody loves Crazy Box Head.
It's me, Crazy Protractor Beard Man.
So I wouldn't be too mad about being Crazy Box Head. I mean, you got to have a hook. You got to be doing something.
Do you?
You got to do something to get the attention. You know, Demure, that was her hook.
Right, exactly, but she said something. It wasn't, you know,
I don't know.
We're actually audio people. We're not supposed to be going for a Crazy Box Head.
I think Crazy Box Head would work for him. And it would be super fun, too, that the entire time you would be muffled because your head would be in a box.
And then I'd have an asthma attack because of the lack of oxygen in the box big enough to cover my head.
None of that happened when we were doing it during the pandemic.
I didn't have it on my head.
You made us look at a box.
A lot of times you just pointed at the ceiling.
In here, if there was cameras shining everywhere, it would have to be over your head.
What do you mean?
Well, because it'd be aiming at you and you'd have to, that's why it's on your head.
The box?
Never mind.
Wait, no,
we move on?
Am I still Crazy Box Head? I want to be Crazy Box Head. I think you're trying to take it from me. I've just found out that this is the thing I want the most in life.
Can I be Crazy Bucket Head?
No.
No.
We all have stuff
no,
our head?
I'm
That's
the only
too
one.
Simple.
Yeah, too simple.
Why?
I mean, similar.
Yeah,
and,
too
and
similar.
No, because he's already Crazy Box Head and you're Maddie.
Bag
and
over
Charlie.
My head?
Yeah,
you're
real
just,
tight.
You're
plastic. Plastic and seal it.
Oh, you must have had an asthma attack
Here,
too.
Let me get
You're
Maddie. I'm Charlie. He's Crazy Box Head.
Crazy Box Head with you. Yeah, coming up the next hour of Crazy Box Head and the Get Up Show. I love it.
Oh, wait. Now you're going to bill yourself outside of the name The Get Up Show? That's messed
up.
Yeah.
That's crap.
He thinks he's a star or
something. Wow.
Now it's Crazy Box Head featuring The Get Up Show.
And friends.
I think it's The Get Up Show featuring Crazy Box Head.
I won't do it if that's the case.
No,
I refuse. I will not say one word.
That is top billing.
I need my name above the title.
Why can't I talk right now?
So anyhow, click a like and subscribe and tell your friends about the new podcast with Crazy Box Head. I got to find a dang box.
Not until we're on camera. You're good right now.
I just want to try it out. Hold on. I know there's a box around here.
All right. So,
are you seriously leaving?
It's fine. He'll be back with a box on his head.
What in the?
I'm trying to think. That was an Adam Sandler thing. I can't remember what the whole that bit was from Saturday Night Live where he was like, "I'm crazy plants for hands. Look at me. Give me some candy." It was a Halloween thing because he was like, "Give me some candy."
Was
when he was making costumes out of everything. He's like, "Look at me. I got a pen in my nose. Look at me." You don't remember that?
I remember something similar, but I don't. Oh. It's not all coming together.
I'm crazy baby hands.
That's just basically Adam Sandler.
I still, if we had time, I still want to do the am I cake costume.
So how would that work?
So you would I would have to have an ultra realistic cake hand baked, and then we'd have to go in and I'd be like, am I cake? And then you'd have to cut my hand and realize that I'm cake.
He's still looking for a box, just so you know. He just walked by. So your one hand is real and one hand
Hold on. I believe someone's trying to sway my politics. If they hung up.
They're really hitting me hard, too.
No, so you would have to do, it's that whole idea of like, will it cake? And what made me think of it was someone, my sister shared a thing with me, and it was Arnold Schwarzenegger from The Terminator when he's cutting in his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Where you know he's a robot.
Yeah.
Because when he peels his skin back, he's got a robot arm. And so it's me trying to prove to my friends that I'm not cake. Am I cake?
Mm.
It's me, Crazy Box Head.
Oh my God. Wow. I don't know who that is.
Thank God you're here. I can't believe you made it.
Thanks for coming
here,
back to host the show because Sean left and we don't know what happened to him.
Forget about him. It's me, Crazy Box Head, featuring the Get Up Show. What are we talking about this week?
We were just talking about whether or not I'm cake.
Maddie's cake arms.
Oh, are you cake?
I mean, you'd have to cut me open to find out.
Okay, give me a knife.
This costume.
There's some scissors. Let me have the scissors.
Yeah, this costume ends poorly.
What flavor cake are you?
I'm not birthday cake, though.
Nope.
No way.
Refuse.
I'm seeing more and more birthday cake flavor out there. And, you know, Crazy Boxhead loves birthday cake flavor.
I told you I saw it was pumpkin spice Frosted Flakes, and you guys thought that sounded good.
I can't breathe. I'm stopping it.
Sean's back.
Where you been?
Whew. That's the end of that. You can't breathe in a box.
Crazy Box Head is very sensitive.
We should have known that.
Well, Crazy Box Head is delicate. Crazy Box Head has seen some stuff.
Crazy Box Head has allergies.
I was saying about how that was one of my, I remember that was probably mid-90s when Adam Sandler did that whole thing on Saturday Night Live where mm-hmm. it was like, I'm crazy plant face. Mm-hmm. Give me some candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
anything.
All my friends thought that was the best idea ever for a Halloween costume because you'd have to do would be like, I'm strawberry jam packet head. Give me some candy.
No, I wouldn't give you anything for that. As far as I'm concerned, that's not a costume.
You're worse than the kids that show up with no costume and just a bag, a pillowcase.
I can't wait
for that. You're worse.
I want to see how many more things you can get to stick on your head. You've got...
The jam is doing pretty good.
That is hanging in there.
I know. So it's
look at that. All right, get some more. Hold on.
There's a penny.
All right.
This is a really good visual.
I'm taking a picture.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hurry up, man. We got podcast
video.
Dang it.
Oh, they all fell off.
He dropped everything. Wait, we still got a penny?
There's what? That's
part of my glasses. Yeah. All right.
And then paper clips.
We got 2 cents.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I got another penny.
You can do better than this.
Yeah. All that's there is money.
Look, it's stuck on his nose.
You're so greasy.
Right. Yeah, you are greasy.
Wow.
He's crazy money head.
Hey,
crazy money head. Give him some candy.
I'm 5 cents.
So, yeah, man.
All right,
I don't know.
Been neat. Thanks. God.
You still got one stuck on?
Yeah.
He don't know.
No idea. Just going to go walk around.
Are you serious? You don't feel that penny on your head?
I don't, actually.
Okay, it's not there. It's not there.
Nope.
Okay. So, yeah, Halloween's coming up. I don't know if you knew.
Tomorrow.
I'm pretty excited about Halloween and the costume contest because I had told you I wasn't going to participate because I want you to win.
I don't think you do.
I do because I don't want to hear about it when you don't.
No.
Plus, I'm pulling for you in every way.
It'll be all right.
That too.
Be all right. I've come to expect it.
I think it's fun. Now, you're all going to lose, But I think it's fun that we're all doing this.
There's so much smack talk going on in this costume contest. He's doing it. Annie from down the hall is doing it. I'm doing it.
Annie's very creative. She was a dirty Q-tip one year.
Which was disgusting.
But it was a really great costume.
Do you know what she said to me today about that? She was like, I was so damn creative. I had the best costume. I was a dirty Q-tip, and I worked hard on that. But the women around here thought it was gross, and so they didn't vote for me. But this year... I'm gonna nail it. I've got it. She really thinks.
See, she's like me. She works really hard on something and thinks she did this great job, and then she didn't win, so she got salty.
But wasn't that year also the chick who was helping like organize it? Like she also wore her like a werewolf costume, and then she won.
I don't remember that.
It was the girl who used to work here.
Oh no, that wasn't the same year.
No. But.
I think it was the
year that you were the blow up dinosaur and you won.
Yeah, I did.
Very creative.
And you did nothing.
Then I tried to bring it back because I didn't have anything. And then there was another girl who showed up with hers, and everyone just said, "Ah, you've already done that."
Was that the year I was Santa Claus?
Yes.
I think I was second place for Santa Claus that year.
Yeah. And I mean, seriously, you just pulled out your old Santa Claus costume that you used to wear to the kids' Christmas party.
Whoa, put it on Santa.
Because it was last minute.
That was Santa.
Okay, fine.
This is a suit that looks like that.
Yeah. He let you borrow it.
But.
And.
One of Santa's helpers.
Look.
And. It's lame. You didn't try.
You're just like, let me grab something real quick before.
I might as well grab the Simon hot dog out of the closet. I'd have as good.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do it. Where is the hot dog now?
It's in the prize closet.
It's in the prize closet.
Well, if you can muster up the strength and catch
mustard.
Up, you can go down there and put that on and you'll relish that moment.
Ooh, what if I'm the wolf because I'm not on the wolf, but then I'm the wolf. It's quite a transformation.
Nah, hot dog's funnier.
And then I go, nice buns.
But that would be lame. That's not
hot dog's
putting
better.
Any effort into a costume.
Hot dog would be good. You're right. You should be the hot dog.
Well, I'll bring back my Target bunny and see if I can win.
That is why you're salty, because you put on all that face makeup.
No, because I thought I was so cute and original, and I had a whole white outfit on and white on my face, and I put the little Target circles around my eye, and I had a little collar, and I had his ears, and the Target dog has tall ears.
Yeah.
I walk back there and everybody's like, what are you, a bunny?
I think you would have won if you'd have had a giant top hat to pull yourself out of, because that was a cute bunny suit. You're right.
I wasn't a bunny. I was the Target dog. Why did I have a bullseye around my eye?
I think you were too on the nose. It was too smart. It was too smart for the crowd.
Bunnies can have circles around their eye.
No.
Yeah, they certainly do.
There's no Target bunny.
There certainly is.
Especially if you trick them by putting shoe polish on their binoculars.
Oh, okay, they hate that.
They're like,
hey, bunny, I see some lettuce way over there. Look in these.
Let me see.
Stupid bunny.
Those bunnies always fall for that.
Oh, man. Well, that's what I do all the time.
I have no expectations. I'm just doing it because it makes me look like I want to be a part of things.
Maybe you should bring back the bunny and try it again.
This time,
don't fight it.
Those pants don't fit anymore.
Oh, I bet they do. All right, ring around. I'm trying to find you one of these bunnies, for inspiration. I do think if you brought that costume back and you embraced the bunniness.
But then I would just be a bunny.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No.
It's a homemade bunny.
I don't want to be a bunny.
And everyone here loves bunnies.
The hot tot bunny is an attractive breed with a white coat and black rings around the eyes. See, you were a hot tot bunny and you didn't know.
It was a red ring.
Well, that's not hot tot.
Yeah, you did it wrong. That's why you didn't win.
That's why I didn't
need some
win.
More hot tot.
I ain't no hot tot bunny. I've never seen it.
But you know, Santa Claus was a very popular costume for costume balls back in the 1800s and the early 1900s.
Because nobody could afford more than one costume. And if they were Santa, they had to be Santa all the time.
I want to bring back those super creepy, like the old timey ones, like the real awful looking masks that are always
paper
in black
mache.
And white.
Yeah,
paper mache lumpy head,
terrifying
those
faces,
are really scary.
Like the scariest Mickey Mouse who wants to eat your soul you ever saw.
You know, I wonder how many people are going to be regretting their decision, because given how warm it's going to be, we were talking, just the idea of if it's going to be so hot that there's going to be somebody in like the Stay Puft Marshmallow guy.
Dude, there's always going to be that.
But those have fans in them.
Yeah.
So those aren't so bad.
That's true.
And the thing about it is, you think about people who do this for a living. Like, for instance, the movie It's a Wonderful Life had snow in it, but it was really filmed in the middle of the summer in July, and they're all wearing overcoats and hats and stuff. You got to commit, man. This is Halloween. It's right up there with It's a Wonderful Life. You got to give it your all. You're going to be the luckiest man in the world.
Yeah, that, what he said.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me write that down.
We don't have time right now. So you were the one I remember for you the best was Touchy the Clown with the cupcake hat.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
I love Touchy.
Yep, Touchy was good, but my wife hates clowns, so I think that costume is gone.
Aww.
But you also did it, so you can't do it again.
Sure you can.
I was a dead horse, and people beat me.
Yeah.
I was just wearing a...
The horse head mask?
It was just a horse head mask.
I was Dave Grohl one year.
I don't remember that.
I was a guy riding a baby.
Oh, yeah.
I bought that costume.
You still got that one?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I was Santa Claus. That was a really good
someone
one.
With a pirate. What was the pirate one? It was like an out-of-work pirate?
Will Work for Booty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everyone loved that
one. See,
that's
the thing. He always has to add a sign to it. Like one year he was, didn't you have a halo on?
I had angel wings.
Well, yeah, because you had a sign.
And his sign said, I told you I was sick.
Yeah.
Did I win that year? I don't remember.
You were in there. I don't know.
I can't help but win.
So do you remember these? They're called Kooky Spooks.
Kooky Spooks. I don't know.
And they were from the 80s. And it was
It had a blow-up hat on it.
It had a blow-up hat on it.
And you painted your face to match it.
Basically just plastic.
Totally remember those.
Those were so funny.
Yeah, man.
Somebody put that on one of my old Facebook pages.
I think it's great. Now,
and do you remember those?
I don't remember.
He's too young for that.
Yeah, he might have been too young for
that. I was of the era where I was wearing my underoos with the... The Batman mask that had the thinnest slit ever for where you're breathing.
You still wore plastic masks.
Too tiny, yeah.
That was asthma attack inside those. I was Planet of the Apes.
They sell, I saw it in the store one time. It was like a retro version of it.
Uh-huh.
It's like if you wanted to relive your childhood. Mm. And I was like, oh, that was one of my
favorites. Remember when they first came out with those ones that were kind of opaque, but you could see through them? And you put it on and it made you changed your whole face. We got one of those one year and I remember my mom grabbing it and putting it on and like every one of us would put it on and just laugh and laugh because it was so creepy.
Yeah.
It had the makeup painted on it.
You know the ones I like now that it's like every time I see it, I want to buy it, but it's the one, it's like a full face mask, but it's an LED and it changes and it can like,
oh yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
It displays different images.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those are cool.
I always thought those were so cool.
They are.
But I'm like, I don't want to invest a little. That's the one thing I'm very proud of. My costume cost under $20.
The one for this year?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have like the box of your Halloween stuff? And so you also sometimes just used it to play with, but you'd always around Halloween go digging in the box and be like, okay, what am I going to be this year? Well, here's a hobo mask. Here's a clown mask.
I collected masks, so I always was messing with them. I had a pretty large collection of horror masks when I was, you know,
no,
12,
these are
13.
The plastic ones that you couldn't breathe out of. Like
no,
real.
I hated those.
The 1980s kids. I'm talking about when you were little.
I did. Planet of the Apes was the only one of them I ever did. I was the devil, but I had a rubber mask. And oh, what a ripoff that day. I forgot my cape. So I was just the devil head with a pitchfork and no red cape. And that was a scary devil head too, man, back then. But, you know, just that feeling of, oh, this isn't right. It's like putting a coat on. Over your costume.
Dude, I was at a thrift store in Richmond when I was visiting my daughter a couple weekends ago. And
did you get some thrift?
Yeah, I thrifted real good. But they had secondhand Halloween costumes, which that's fine, but there were masks. And I'm like, ew. I am not putting my face in your face. Like, it's just breathing your mouth.
You know, people used to always want to put my masks on, and they didn't think about that. But you know, without exception, if I let somebody put a mask on, they would damage it in some way.
Mm.
You know, I was serious about that stuff.
I used to have a pretty good wig collection because that's about all I can do is do fun, like different hair.
You mean now or back in the day? You have a wig collection now?
It was more recent. It's not currently.
Well, where are they? Because I'd like to see you wear a different one every day.
I know.
Well, no, it was only like a couple
like Moira on Schitt's Creek and where you're...
I have my long
your different personalities every day.
Well, one year when I met my ex-wife, me and my buddy were the Olsen twins.
Oh, how funny.
Matthew and Gunner. Not
That's Ashley. Nelson, honey. Nelson twins.
Okay, it was Nelson twins.
Oh, see, I was thinking of the little girls, Michelle or
I like that
Michelle,
better.
All right, never mind.
Although Gunner and Matthew is
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Hey, it's Crazy Boxhead Nelson.
Oh my God. When did you get you? It's a box with a blonde wig on it.
I'm Crazy Boxhead Little Kid from Full House.
Oh my God. Which one? Are you Mary-Kate or Ashley?
I'm Boxhead. Crazy Boxhead.
Man, what won't you do?
I don't know what it is yet.
You get a little swoony. Are you okay?
I'll let you know when I don't do it.
What is the thing, simple tasks that you happen to be horrible at? I bet you I'm horrible at all of them. Is it a special list or?
So these are things that people put up on like Reddit or BuzzFeed. It's like, you know, actual people weighing in. So like, for instance, folding a sheet.
Can't do it.
It's a simple task, but I mean, I've been told repeatedly that I do it wrong and then I'm weaponizing my incompetence by not learning.
Now, I can.
Fold a fitted sheet or just a sheet in general?
I think in general. I never do it right.
Well, a regular sheet's easy. It's just a big square.
Square.
But I can do a fitted sheet too.
I want to introduce you to my wife and see how you do, because you're probably doing it wrong.
So the fitted sheet, the things that, what are they called, from hell? The elastic part
in the corners.
Sure. I can never figure out what to do with that. So I'll fold it as best I can and then just ball it up and hide that inside it and square it up.
I thought it was fine, but I've been told now it's not.
Absolutely not.
You don't know.
Some examples are like shuffling cards.
Can't do it.
I am not good at that. I am not good at shuffling.
I can do the frit, but I can't do the flap.
I can't do the flit.
I can't do either.
I can frit. But then when they do the fancy...
I can't do them. That was the guy who would just put them on the table and mix them around flat and then put them back together in a pile.
Mine just go in chunks. Poom, 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 poom.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Hula hooping. Some people are awesome at it. I can't really
I haven't tried it in a really long time. I'm not sure.
I bet you could do it.
Probably.
My body doesn't move that way. I can't do that. It hurts. Hula hooping hurts, okay?
It's okay, man.
Thanks, Crazy Boxhead.
I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Great. Now we got another news guy. Wrapping gifts. I get it close, but after a while, I'm just like...
I'm very good at wrapping gifts.
Yeah, I'm good at that, too. I've made myself get better, because I used to be just a ball it up and tape it, but then I realized this is pretty easy, and it looks so much better. Even match up the seams and match up, like if it's got a pattern on it, match it up on the folds. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I really don't like this. I don't like this new dynamic of the show. But my favorite out of all of these was this one person said, drinking out of a glass. 9 times out of 10, I'll slam the cup into my teeth or pour the drink on myself. I don't have good depth perception.
What in the world? Oh, that's sad, though.
I just like the idea that there's this one person out there.
Can't even drink out of the cup
into their face every time.
I've never heard of that, ever.
I will say that if I'm trying to get the last drink, I always... underestimate how much is left, and I'll go to tip it back, and it somehow dribbles down my face.
See, and I always thought for me it was a beard thing, because sometimes, like, maybe I'm not getting a good seal.
I think I underestimate how much is in there, and I always just slam it back. And
when it's mostly ice, like in a tall red Pizza Hut cup, and it's mostly ice, and you tip that up, and then you tip it up again, and all of the ice falls and hits you in the face.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
That's good times.
Doesn't make you a bad person.
Thank you, Crazy Box Head.
How do you even drink with that box face?
He doesn't.
Let's do a couple of phone calls, see what we can get through. 336-373-0987 is the number. You can also use the little microphone button on the app, which is very cool. Check, see if we got any now.
Okay, hold on.
Because we've gotten a few.
Once you pull up the station on the Odyssey app, there's a listen live, and then there's a leave a voice message, and click on that leave a voice message, and you can just little chat.
The same lady hit back again.
Okay. All right. Okay. So if you ever want to be part of the podcast, give us a call. Creed, if you're listening, I lost your last call, so call back and repeat it verbatim because I'll know. All right.
Hey, Simon. This is Lisa from Winston-Salem, and I just need to cast another vote for candy corn. Candy corn is awesome. Yummy. I love it.
All right, then, Lisa. We appreciate it.
Lisa, you sounded like you were being held hostage and had to read that off a piece of paper. I don't buy that.
So you're not a candy corn lover?
I don't mind a few, but
you got to mix it with peanuts.
Cashews. Try that. Try that. It's a rich, creamy thing going on. I didn't see any this year.
I've seen them, or if there's a bowl out, like I'll grab a couple, but that's it. Maybe one or two. I don't sit there and eat a whole bag. I would be like,
no, it's way too sugary.
I haven't even seen them this year.
Are Sugar
they,
wax.
Are they in decline?
I don't know.
No, they're in the store.
When they came out, there was this whole trend of candy that looked like other foods, and that's why that became popular, and it was called chicken feed, as you guys know. But there was all kind of like candy carrots, you know.
Yeah, I remember the candy carrots and the candy little candy pumpkins.
I remember the candy pumpkins. I definitely remember.
Ooh, I remember the candy chitlins.
Gotta clean them good.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Simon, how would you put on name on?
It happens. Look, doesn't make you a bad person.
No. Next time, stick with it, sir.
Oh, my God. I don't have it on here this time. But, you know, there's a guy named Don who calls all the time wanting to hear Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. And I have played it for him like 4 to 5 times. And one Friday, I bet you won't play it Friday, we played it at 7:30. And he called 2 minutes after it ended at 7:36. He's like, what's the problem, man? What is the malfunction? Do I need to bring it up there? Yeah. So after that went on for like months,
yeah,
I called him back because sometimes the numbers pop up. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
I called him back, left a voicemail. And in between time, got another. I don't know what's going on up there. I don't know why you can't play Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. And then apparently he listened to the message after that, called back. And he was so cool. He was like, man, I really appreciate you calling me back. I'm in and out of the shop all day. I must have missed it. But
stop leaving.
Really appreciate the call back. And he said, I love Charlie and y'all are great.
Yeah. That sounds
right. No, he mentioned you too. He knew everybody. I love it when that happens.
I like Charlie and the bald guy with the beard. Which is also, by the way, when we see people in public, 9 times out of 10, they're like, well, your beard isn't as crazy. They make it sound.
You tell them that you just tamped it down on the way to the event?
It's nice and waxed.
Hey, Simon. You all the best. And I want to wish the best to all the teachers out there that work over 53 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Thank you and have a wonderful day from Gibsonville, North Carolina.
Gibsonville in the house.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that was one of our Charlie Challenge questions. This job works an average of 53 hours a week, and it was teacher. And that's probably on the low side.
Yeah.
Because when they're not working, they're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
When they're not doing it, they're caring about it.
Well, they also get there so early and then they have to stay late.
Yeah, that's true.
They grade papers at home and stuff like
that's
that,
exactly
too.
Right. And the bar opens early.
Yeah.
Before the kids get there.
No, yeah.
They open up the teacher's lounge. Remember the teacher's lounge when you were a kid? That door would open and that like wall of smoke would come out and smack you.
One of my friends, like her dad was a teacher and she would have to go in there like after school. She's like, oh my God, I remember what it was like to open that door and be like, oh, Dad.
Yeah. Bad coffee and cigarette smoke.
Hey, did you grade those tests yet?
Hey, Simon. It's time for the get up show. Get up, get up, get up. Go, Simon.
Well, thank you, sir. That was a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up early if he knows that song. That is from Chuck and Steve of Rubber Band. They did our theme song. We appreciate them.
Hey, Simon. I heard y'all talking about baseball team names. Burlington has the Sock Puppets.
That's what it was.
And this year they added a second team, the Sock Puppies.
Sock Puppies. Oh.
Have a great Friday. Bye.
What was the dang one we were talking about we got on to that?
The Disco Chickens.
Nope.
Gastonia was renaming.
Gastonia renamed their team, and it was something funny, and I have no idea what it was. Now, we had all the options and everything.
Yeah.
But, hey, thanks for the call. Disco Chickens is a good one.
I love you guys so much. You're like my best friends.
Oh.
But I want to tell you one thing that's really irritating.
Uh-oh.
When I'm in my house listening to you on my radios, and I come out on my porch and turn the app on, and I get a commercial. It's very irritating. And Maddie, I'm so sorry about the camera outside your window. spent 3 hours today figuring out what I would do about that. I'm not going to say that on the radio. But anyway, just a little constructive feedback. Probably you guys have no control over it, but I want to let you know. Bye.
So she doesn't like the commercials that pop on when you go to the app.
Yeah, when you first sign on to the app, there's always a commercial, and that's just the way it is. And she's right. We have no control over
that. No control over anything about commercials. I wish we did. I wish we could, because we are catching all kind of heat for political.
Oh, my goodness.
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
One more week.
And North Carolina, as we talked about on the show this week, we're special. And we are getting more of it than the rest of the country. There's five states.
I didn't even think about that until you said it.
Battleground state, man.
Well, one of the people who's upset with us because we're playing those evil commercials, we explained that we have to and whatever. Yeah. And they said that we play more of them than anyone else.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, well, I don't see how that's possible. Well, are you calling me a liar? And I was like, well, you know, what I could say maybe is because we are a very popular station in this market. Maybe we are playing more because they know we'll reach more people.
That's valid. But the other way to look at this is the people who are complaining to us don't know that other stations are playing the same amount because they can't stop listening to us, even though they hate the commercials.
Right.
That. I love that part. So thank you. Keep the complaints coming, please.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Simon, you play everything. Yeah, I gotta question that one, but no. Anyway, we would love to hear you play everything for 1 week. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No 80s weekend. Straight through. Just 1 week.
It's not us. We don't do 80s
weekends.
That's
what we do. We do play everything.
Yeah,
Monday, Tuesday.
He's got a different idea, though.
Of nothing but modern music. But I hear so much of 80s and 80s and more 80s. So I've been just requesting 1 week of no 80s. Not at all. Not even one.
Not even one.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Nothing but modern music.
Wait. Well, that's not going to happen.
I'm talking like at the earliest, 2007 to 2024.
Oh, wow.
Can we do that for 1 week? Is that possible? Thank you.
Well, the answer is no.
That's not what we do.
But thank you, though. I mean, he's into it. Again, he listens to us so much, he's not aware that there's a station that plays exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And I love you, sir.
We're not going to tell him about it either.
That's right. But, yeah, we never did the 80s weekend. We played 80s, 90s, extra long 100s.
It's always a big mix-up.
14 and a half.
70s.
Yeah.
16, 70s.
1872.
Hey, Simon. Good morning, guys. I, you know what?
What?
Who are they to tell us what we can and can't do or write anymore? I thought freedom of speech meant if you want to use ellipses, use ellipses. Mm-hmm. Hell, half the people that speak today don't speak with punctuation. I watch every text message I get, or anytime I even news media, they don't know what they're doing half the time. I've heard people say things using the wrong tense or the wrong participle. And, you know, when you start talking about writing, guess what? Dot, dot, dot. I love ellipses. I use them all the time. So if they want us to stop using punctuation, tell them they can just go jump, dot, 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 anywhere they choose. You guys keep up the great work. It's always great hearing you. Thank you for being my morning coffee. Have a great day.
So dot, dot, dots are now hostile and they need to go. Is that what the story is?
Yeah, they say that they're too...
boomery?
Well, they call it the boomer ellipsis.
I use it all the time.
Oh, it's my favorite thing. Yeah. Because I'm not, whatever I say, it's not strong enough to warrant an exclamation point, but I'm not really done right. for a period. So I just kind of leave it hanging there.
I'll do two dots if it's kind of like, hey, so here's this information. But if it's like... exciting, there might be 5 to 7 dots.
It's not really how they work, but okay. Yeah, right ahead.
I don't like the how firm a single dot, like period.
No, end period is way too final.
Yeah, I might continue this conversation. I might hold on. There might be more.
Yeah.
What about when people make a mark in a box?
All right, now. Wait, crazy box
your
head.
Your name's Mark?
Look, crazy box head.
I'm a mark in a box.
Hey, Simon, these little wuss-ass bitches that complain about punctuation, I'm 63. I've used the dot, dot, dot my whole life. They can kiss my ass if they say I'm aggressive or whatever the hell it is they're saying. By using it, little wuss-asses that they'll get their panties in a bind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use a whole lot of words and things that they say isn't politically correct. They can kiss my ass.
Well.
Have a good day.
What are you trying to say, sir?
Tell us how you really feel.
I think I like that his dot, dot, dot led him to saying that he says a lot of politically incorrect stuff.
Hey, dot, dot.
I don't think my dot, 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 it means the same as yours.
Hey, everybody's got their thing. If you would love to be part of the podcast, call anytime. Tell us what you think about dot, 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 or dot, dot, or even dot, 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 dot. Go crazy on it.
Here's the police.
336-373-0987 is the number. We've got a great Halloween show tomorrow. You can listen to it on the app. And while you're in there, click the microphone and stuff too. Charlie, do you have a final thought?
Who knew an ellipsis, which is basically a, would bring out such strong emotions?
True that. What's yours, Maddie?
Seriously, am I cake? You don't know.
What's yours, crazy box head?
Oh,
you never know what's in that box.
Okay, next time.
No. Get up, get up, get up. This is a Get
Up Show. True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country,
hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.